And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Aldo Leopold, born in Burlington, Iowa, 1887. A German family that worked in the gardens and the orchards. He went to Yale, went off and joined the Forest Service. He wrote a game and fish handbook. He wrote a book on game management, spent 19 years in the Forest Service. Then became a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He bought a piece of land on the Wisconsin River, and it was there that he wrote the essays that are collected in his book, A Sand County Almanac. It came out in 1949. And today is the birthday of William James, New York City, 1842. He was on the Harvard faculty, studied art, then he earned a medical degree, but he got interested in psychology and philosophy. Psychology hardly existed as an academic discipline. And William James popularized the idea of pragmatism, an idea first conceived of by his friend Charles Sanders Peirce. But it was James who first used the term pragmatism in a lecture in Berkeley, 1898. According to him, pragmatism was a philosophy that valued the practical outcome of an idea above the idea itself. And it was a way to bridge the divide between science, which he called a tough-minded view of the world, and the tender-minded view of religion. William James said that pragmatism was all about what is true, and he said, "The true is the name of whatever proves itself to be good." The empirical philosophers, like David Hume, thought experience was only what was experienced by the senses, that experience was the ultimate truth. But James's idea of pragmatism allowed for religious beliefs if they had a value for concrete life, he said, so they could coexist with empirical observations. Pragmatism was popularized by William James and also by John Dewey, who had a long, prolific career on into the 1950s and who applied the philosophy of pragmatism to education and to government. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran. My father watched westerns. He couldn't get enough of them, those dusty landscapes on the other side of the screen, men on horses seeking justice or revenge. All through my life, if he was tired, I would find him in a dark room full of gunfire, his movie titles including words like lone and lonesome. Though mostly families stuck together, and young men learned to risk their lives for whatever was noble or right. I could not sit through them. Women were left behind in saloons with hair and dresses as soft as pillows, their possibilities perfumed by estrogen. But it was the men my father was watching. They had wide hats and leather boots, masks made of betrayal. My father remembered the dangerous people he faced in courtrooms, his arguments like bullets. His mind was full of places that were not yet settled, places where law was new. A man had a horse, a few friends, some deep internal compass. People relied on him. What he needed most was courage. My father related to this. He knew, after all, how the West was won. A poem by Faith Sheeran, My Father Watched Westerns, from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.